Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, father of five, still figuring it out. And today, we're tackling how to foster independence in our kids while keeping that crucial connection strong. It's a balancing act that can leave even the most confident dad feeling wobbly. Fostering independence while maintaining connection is crucial for several reasons. First, it's about preparing our kids for the real world. We're not raising children, we're raising future adults. But it's also about preserving that bond that makes fatherhood so special. Moreover, this balance teaches our kids that love and freedom can coexist. It shows them that growing up doesn't mean growing apart. Additionally, it's a key part of building trust. When we give our kids the room to grow, we're showing them that we believe in their abilities. Lastly, it's about our own growth as fathers. Learning to let go bit by bit is one of the toughest and most important lessons we'll face. So, how do we foster independence while staying connected? Let's start with small steps. Give your kids age-appropriate tasks and responsibilities. It could be as simple as letting your toddler choose their own outfit or having your teenager plan a family meal. Next, practice active listening. When your kids share their thoughts or experiences, give them your full attention. This shows that you value their growing independence and opinions. It's also important to set clear boundaries. Independence doesn't mean a free-for-all. Clear, consistent rules actually provide the security kids need to explore their independence. Another key strategy is to be a safety net, not a cage. Let your kids know you're there if they need you, but resist the urge to swoop in and solve every little thing. Lastly, share your own experiences of growing up and gaining independence. This not only connects you to your kids, but also shows them that independence is a journey, not a destination. Your next step is to actively work on fostering independence this week. Here's a simple plan. First, identify one area where you can give your child more autonomy. It could be choosing after-school activities or managing their own homework schedule. Next, have a conversation with your child about this new responsibility. Explain your expectations and listen to their thoughts. Finally, step back and allow your child to take charge in this area. Resist the urge to micromanage, but be available if they need support. At the end of the week, reflect on this experience. How did it feel to step back? How did your child respond to the added responsibility? What did you learn about yourself in the process? Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, fostering independence isn't about pushing our kids away. It's about giving them roots and wings. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that the goal isn't to be a perfect dad, but to be a present and growing one.